supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the spring of the Quran, the month we are in.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا
Today, Friday, is the 13th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Ar-Rahman, Verses 12 to 16 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والحب ذو العصف والريحان
and grain having husks and scented plants.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How long did man stop at each of these stages? What were the factors leading to these transitional states? Our knowledge fails to uncover such secrets as the knowledge thereof rests with Allah. What is certain is that such expressions serve as telling tokens of a reality which is significantly linked to educational issues of mankind. The primeval mass-forming human body was the most unworthy and the lowliest of all matters to be found on the earth. But Allah Almighty created such a worthy creature out of such unworthy matter, such that man became the noblest of his creatures.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن
The spring of the Holy Quran is the topic of this episode of today's special. The month of Ramadan has been aptly named the spring of the Quran. During this month, believers set aside more time than usual to understand the word of Allah, to learn and ponder over its verses. Muslim homes and mosques ring with the beautiful recitation of this glorious book. It is the season of Quran reciting when the desire to learn and understand the word of Allah blooms and flourishes just as the natural world blossoms in the spring. The Holy Prophet of Islam said, Invoke your Lord in right earnest, with hearts that are free of sin and evil, to enable you to fast and to recite his book, the Quran. Many Muslims like to complete the recitation of the entire Quran in this blessed month. If that is not possible, at least a portion of the holy book should be read during this month. The reward for it is much greater than in other months.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is regarded as the spring of the Holy Quran. Rabi'ul Qur'an. The month Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one of the eves of decree, Laylatul Qadr, I mean, in its entirety. This phenomenon isn't in contradistinction with the gradual revelation of the Holy Quran unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to various situations in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed divine guidance or divine revelation. In order to make an analogy for our listeners and audience, it must be indicated that, for example, a teacher may give a textbook in its entirety to his student, but throughout the whole academic year, he teaches this book to the student, I mean, piece by piece or lesson by lesson. I mean, this isn't in contradistinction. I mean, these two phenomena are never in contradistinction with one another. As the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was revealed in its entirety unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month Ramadan, and since reciting the Holy Quran is a very meritorious job to be practiced in the month Ramadan, we find that the month Ramadan is regarded as the spring of Ramadan. We find that the season spring is the season of natural revival. And I mean, the natural upbringing, and I mean, upbringing anew, I mean, growth anew. Because of this, we find that the month of Ramadan is regarded as such simply because it's highly recommended to recite the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. Here it must be indicated that even for those people who may not be able to appreciate the meanings of the Quranic words in Arabic or may need translation, still reciting the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan is very meritorious for them. And because of this, we find that we can hardly find any Muslim community in which people may not be able to recite the Holy Quran in its Arabic original. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Recitation of the Holy Quran has many benefits, and now we want to mention two benefits. The hadith illustrates some of these benefits. Illuminate your homes by reciting the Quran. For if the Holy Quran is recited frequently in a house, it brings blessings for the family, and the house will give light to those in heaven, as the stars of heaven give light to those on the earth. The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "The heart gathers rust like iron. Remove this rust by the recitation of the Holy Quran." On the continuation of today's special, we reach to understanding the Holy Quran. It is important that believers try to understand what Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran. It is a book of guidance, and to derive and act upon this guidance, we need to read and understand its verses. The fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, says, "The Quranic verses are treasures of knowledge, and whenever a treasure is opened, you have to see what lies therein." Understanding the Quran could be done through reading the translation, thinking about the words used in the verse, the causes of revelation, and reading and discussing the commentary provided by knowledgeable scholars. Understanding and pondering over the verses of the Holy Quran is an important duty of all Muslims. Allah talks to us through the Quran, and we need to read and understand what He says in it. Many Muslims believe that understanding the Quran is the duty of scholars, and they are content to just recite the verses without giving them much thought. The Holy Prophet will complain about such Muslims on the Day of Judgment.
We have to think of our greater family. You have a small, your small circle, your family, your relatives, and you also have humanity. You have people who are suffering, people who are in need, people who are hungry. The month of Ramadan is a time to check up on them. The month of Ramadan is a time to check up on your neighbors. The month of Ramadan is a time to see who's in need, any Muslim or non-Muslim, whoever it is, if they are in need. We have to be there for them. This is the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan. This is the whole purpose of fasting. Why do we feel hungry? Rasulullah says in his khutbah welcoming the month of Ramadan, he says, وَتَذَكَّرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَطَشِكُمْ جُوعَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَطَشِهِ. First, remember with your hunger and your thirst, the hunger and the thirst on the Day of Judgment. This is the second. And then immediately he says, وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَى فُقَرَاءِ النَّاسِ. What does that mean? That means when you're hungry, you're going to be reminded of the hunger of other people. You're going to be reminded of people who have no food, no water, they have no resources. And then that may change our lives. And if we change our lives, then we have reached the state of taqwa.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us begin the day by reflecting on a supplication in the Divine Course taught to us by Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the 16th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O Allah, Lord of the month of Ramadan and revealer of the Quran, this is the month of Ramadan in which you sent down the Quran and sent down in it manifest proofs of guidance and the criterion. O Allah, assist me to carry out its fasting and devotions. delivered to us intact. Keep us sound and healthy during it, and receive it intact from us in ease and well-being from you.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding affliction. To be more specific, this is about the worst of afflictions. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to a man who was experiencing intense grief at the loss of his son. A person's son had passed away, and this person was experiencing very intense grief. He was very sad about this. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to him when he saw him grieving for his son. The Imam said, "You are grieving at the minor affliction, and you are heedless of the major affliction." Meaning, so this is something very minor in comparison to another problem, which is far greater than what you have experienced. In continuation, the Imam said, "If only you prepare yourself for the place that your son has passed away to." Meaning, your son has passed away, he's gone into the afterlife, he's begun his journey into the other world. You should prepare yourself for your entrance into that world. If you're not prepared for that world, that's more problematic than the problem you're experiencing right now. The Imam then said, "Your grief would not be so intense, for your affliction at having neglected preparation for it is much greater than the loss of your son." Meaning, the Imam was trying to say that, you know, your experiencing this intense pain is indicative of the fact that you are heedless of the hereafter. A person who's remembering the hereafter and the affliction and the problems and the dangers of the other world, he would consider this problem and this affliction that he has that has occurred for him as being something very small. And that's why whenever we are struck with an affliction, we are told to remember the famous verse of the Holy Quran, which you are all aware of, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." In the Holy Quran, we read, "We will surely test you with a measure of fear and hunger and loss of wealth, lives and crops, and give good news to the patient. Those who, when an affliction visits them, say, 'Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him do we return.'" This is one of the reasons why we, you know, remember this verse at this time, is to remind ourselves of, you know, the afflictions and the problems and the dangers that we might face in the hereafter, and in comparison to which, the problems of this world that we all undergo seem trivial and insignificant, and this verse helps us bear the problems that we undergo in this world. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the greatest of afflictions and the way to counter afflictions in the beautiful words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Respected Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So, the students as well, yes, in cooperation with the students of Sevier International School Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope, inshallah, you are safe and healthy wherever you are and whenever you are. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, protect you from all evils and illnesses. So, we are back, inshallah, with another session of the Quranic series of sessions. And inshallah, today, as the previous sessions, we will be practicing, reciting, reading the Holy Quran and practically applying the rules and the things the points that we have just studied so far. Well, inshallah, we'll be in this session as well, applying them on the verses of the Holy Quran. So, go on, Hadi, recite. And when you go to get to the Salah station, apply the rule. A'udhu billah, bismillah, go on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقاً قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأوتوا به متشبها وهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
Thank you so much. You had some mistakes, but that was good. Look, you applied all the rules on Salah and you continued the better one. Yes, the prior one you took. Okay, now, look. Salah, you can make a pause or you can continue. But if you continue...
Four Salahs.
Now, there's one more sign. There's one more sign. كلما in the second and the third line كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا on the top of رزقا Mahdi take a look what is it
law
a tiny little law right
yeah
law malif law right Mahdi
so where
رزقا third line رزقا
yes
law
what does that mean
what does it mean
Sir, to bid is
What does la mean in Arabic?
Can I say?
Lam?
La.
To join Allah?
La means no.
Sir, Lam? To join no. a line?
No.
Lam?
So can I say? You shouldn't disturb, you should continue.
Oh, la. What does la mean in Arabic, Mahdi?
No.
No.
It's not
saying wants to stop.
Don't stop here. Go.
No, this is station. This is taxi station. This is not bus station.
No.
Okay.
Go. I want to go here.
So, la means in Arabic, no. If you forgot this, la in Arabic means no.
No.
Na'am means, hey.
No,
na'am.
It's actually, na'am, la. La is not actually no, it's actually la.
La?
La.
Yeah, ah, la. Okay, la or la. No la, problem. La, la. Because la is light letter, that's why we say la.
La,
la, li, la, li, lu.
So,
la,
li, the next station, the fourth la, station is the station of la. Station of la tells you that you're not allowed to stop here. It's taxi station, not bus station. Go.
Yeah, go.
You will be punished. Okay. So, in this ayah, because we have all the stations, or salah and la, salah tells you it's better to connect. La tells you don't stop here. So it means we have to read the whole ayah in one breath. Or if you want to take break, you can take breaks, yeah? You can make pauses at salah. But let me... Try. Can I do it or not? Let me try. Can I recite the whole ayah?
Yeah, I will count how many breaths.
If you can.
Let me take a break.
One breath you take.
No, you look at the Quran, fix his mistake, and I'll try to look at it.
Two breaths.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُوتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون
فيها
الله
فيها سفيها
then
not the mad
فيها
I can do it faster but it will be with mistake
I didn't read the mad you say whoa yes sir you didn't read فيها
sir my speed
وبشر الذي خالدون
it's mad on it
no it doesn't have
Yeah.
Oh, that math is not obligatory. That's why I skipped it.
Finish.
There are the next steps that you will inshallah step.
steady.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Okay, who's turn is it? Mahdi.
Mahdi.
I have the arm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I just
as long as you, hey Mahdi,
people.
Mahdi, as long as you're afraid of long ayahs or afraid of making mistakes, this happens to you.
And I'm never bigger.
But if you attack, if you get into it, it will be finished.
Yeah,
I never want to be quiet.
One question. What is that sign before Inna Allah la yastasi?
That's like harb, harb, harb,
harb.
What?
Flower.
Harb?
Yeah.
Harb means fighting.
So can I censor me?
No,
in the Quran we have 120 these signs to
separate
in one juz we have 4.
Okay, what was the meaning of what was the name of the sign?
Again, harb. I forgot.
Al harb?
Harb, no.
Harb, harb.
Put a dot on the
harb,
on the raw.
Harb means
harb,
war.
Harb, harb.
Harb means war.
Yeah.
Ah, Iraq means fighting.
Al hazb.
Al
hizb.
Hizb, hizb.
His so, section part,
yeah,
yes?
This
group.
So it means these two, like, they have same meaning, but one thing they're talking.
Yeah?
No!
No,
so it's, about
no
body.
It's like this. No.
When
they have divided the Quran into 120 sections. So each, any time you see this one, it means this is one part of the Quran, one part from the 120.
This is the first part.
This is the first part. Then the next part. In one juz, we have 4.
Next, Qari.
Yes?
This.
Okay.
But sir, Mahdi? what does the hizb mean?
Hizb means section, I think.
Hizb. Like, it's one section?
The Arabian translation don't know what is hizb.
Ala, hizb means group.
No.
Or section, or part. Ala inna hizballahi humul ghalibun. Okay, Mahdi, go on. Inna Allah la yastahi.
But
don't waste the time.
Okay.
Our brothers are waiting. Sisters are waiting. So listen to you.
Inna Allah la yastahi an yadriba mathalan ma ba'u is it ba'udatan?
Yeah, ba'udatan.
Ba'udatan fama fawa.
Do not make mistake with waw. If it's waw, it doesn't mean that the previous letter has oo. Okay?
Fawqaha.
Okay. MashaAllah, go on.
I stopped because I saw the tiny little
Yeah, fawqaha, that's yes, correct. Make a pause. You can continue as well, yes?
Yes, I know, but I don't want to.
Both options are 50.
I really don't want to.
Don't be angry.
Fawqaha fa'amma alladhina kafaru.
Uh-uh.
Wait. Where? It's kafaru.
No, the first one is amanu.
Wait, what?
You skipped one line.
Fawqaha,
after fawqaha.
Wait, I skipped a line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fawqaha, fa'amma alladhina amanu, fa'ya'alamuna, annahu alhaqqu min rabbihim.
MashaAllah.
Wa'amma alladhina.
Oh, this
كفروا.
One is kafaru. Wa amma alladhin kafaru, mashallah. Go on.
Kafaru. Is the waw also with kafaru or is it
yeah,
by
yeah, waw is with kafaru.
Oh. Fayaquluna maza arada Allahu bihadha mathalin.
Mathalan.
Mathalan.
Oh, by the way, you have to say mathala. I will tell you why. Mathala. Make a pause here.
Because there's a pause. Oh,
there's a station.
What does that mean?
Okay. What is that station for? The next station, then which number?
Me.
Okay,
me.
Jim, what station? Jim, one. Station Salah, Qala, La, right? 4 station we've studied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth station is the station of meme. This type of meme. Look, this type of meme.
Yes.
Like this. We have 2 types of meme in the Quran. 2 small types of meme.
Yes.
Yes? But this one. Go to the preface page.
Yeah.
1 minute. Look at this meme. Look at take a picture of this meme. But now go to the preface page.
Where is it?
So,
preface page. Page 4. Page 4.
Like this. Just like this.
Page 4, Wallahu muhitun bil kafirin. Ayah 19, the last part of Ayah 19.
Ayah 19,
Baker. Or Summun Bukmun. Go to Summun Bukmun. Are you there?
No, we.
Summun Bukmun, the previous page, page 4. Summun, on the top of Summun, on the top of meme, we have another meme, a small meme. But it's written a different in a different way.
Sir, we don't have.
Summun Bukmun.
Sorry, didn't. Summun.
Have you found that
out? Yeah.
On the top of Summun.
A lot of mistakes.
On the top of meme. Right,
Mahi? So it means. Is hot.
Did you find it? No. It means Iqlab we will study, inshallah. Mahdi, did you find it?
I find it.
Mahdi found?
Yes, I found it there. So it's in Summum.
Oh, yes. Look at that meme, small meme.
I know what it means. We changed the last word into a meme.
Great. Last word into a meme. No.
I've seen
summun,
it.
Next word. Tanween changed it to meme. We will study, inshallah.
It's Summum.
So. So,
it's actually summu.
They have different styles, yes?
If without the meme, it's pronounced summu. But with the meme, it becomes summu.
No, with the meme, without meme, it's summun nun. But with the meme, it's summu.
Because obviously, it's used, like, here, go to page 10.
We'll talk about it. It's in the level 3, inshallah. So look at that meme. Hadi Mahdi. All of you, look at that meme. Summun on the top of meme. A small meme. It's written this way, look. It's written this way, right?
Yeah.
Like the normal meme. But go to the next page now.
Next page.
Mathala. Bihada mathalan. Mathala.
Mathala.
It's a different meme.
Okay, I shall go back to reading.
No, not reading.
So this meme, hey. Hadi, Mahdi, this type of meme. Mathalan, on the top of Mathalan, Muhammad Yahya, this type of meme is a station. The other meme is not a station. This one is a station.
The other meme just changed the letter into a meme.
Yes, this one is a station. Inshallah, the next sessions, we will be talking about what does this station tell you? Should you make a pause or no? Just a cheating, okay? You have to make a pause here, okay? You have to make a pause here. Inshallah, the next sessions we'll be talking about the next station. Thank you so much. Let's recite a Quranic salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Inshallah, Allah Almighty enlighten and illuminate our heart and minds and souls with the light of the Quran Kareem. Thanks so much, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for joining us. Thanks for being with us. We really give thanks to Allah Almighty, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And we give thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International School.
And of course,
students. Teacher.
Especially
thanks
me.
So much for being
especially
with us.
Especially me.
So may Allah Almighty grant us health, prosperity, for that we will recite a salawat. See you inshallah in the next session. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we are trying to criticize the movie Inferno. This is a 2016 American action mystery thriller film directed by Ron Howard as one of the sequels to the previous two movies that we talked about, The Da Vinci Code, as well as Angels and Demons. This seems to be the latest, the later sequel to the last two movies that we criticized in previous episodes. It is based on a novel, a 2013 novel of the same name by Dan Brown, basically. Starring Tom Hanks, Felicity Jones, the late Irfan Khan. You know, he's passed a few years ago. Well, and it is directed by Ron Howard, the two movies that we criticized before. The whole story is, about, again, the symbologist, Tom Hanks, Robert Langdon. After waking up with amnesia in a hospital, he teams up with Serena Brooks, Felicity Jones, in the movie, one of his doctors, to protect the world from the evil plan of a mad scientist. Before asking our two guest speakers further questions, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah, let's listen to a short part of the movie and then we'll be back.
There's a switch. If you throw it, half the people on Earth will die. But if you don't, in 100 years, the human race will be extinct. I left you a path. The hardest one yet. Only you can finish it. You are humanity's final hope.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and my guest speaker, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Hussein, the budget for this movie was $75 million, yet the box office is $220 million. And Rotten Tomatoes give this movie, Inferno, an approval rate of 23%. The average rating of 4.60 out of 10. And Metacritic gives it a rating score of 42 out of 100. In comparison with the previously criticized movies like Angels and Demons as well as The Da Vinci Code, this seems to be less well received, don't you think so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I didn't like it as much as the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was kind of rushed, but still I like the story mm-hmm. behind it, and
yes.
Of course the actors were pretty good too. But overall, it wasn't executed very well.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sayyid Abdullah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Being a very big fan of Dante myself,
mm-hmm.
It was okay. It was good. Mm-hmm. So obviously the box office speaks for itself.
Yes.
And surprisingly, considering the fact that it was made in 2016, in fact, it's pretty much Corona itself now. So it's a prediction of Corona.
Kind of.
Or not actually a prediction, but they're foretelling what was going to happen because it's basically the same thing. So it was quite good, and you know, in the sequence of events, done pretty well.
I see.
Yeah, so they kind of measured everything correctly. I mean, especially if you try to apply it to now.
Yeah, exactly. I see. Okay, yeah. Fine. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. And after that, we'll ask the relevant question to the part that we played.
Tell them humanity is the disease. Inferno is the cure.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting, and my dear guest speakers, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, in the studio with us. We are criticizing the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard. This is the sequel movie to Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code. Brother Hussein, the character says, mankind is cancer in its own body. Humanity is the disease, and Inferno is the cure. First of all, what does it mean? And second of all, under this pretext that somebody just tries to use and utilize, for example, one technology or one virus coming out of scientific labs to disperse it throughout the world and kill as many people as possible to just balance the population on the earth, so to speak. Can one kill, like, mass number of people to save others if they are able to, if they are capable, scientifically speaking? Can scientists, you know, do so? Because of population explosion, for example?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course not. You know, there are certain rules and guidelines that, you know, and ethics that, you know, everyone has to follow. And, you know, who is this guy or who are the scientists who want to control the population? Who do they think they are? I mean, they can't play God with other human lives, right?
Right.
This guy was obviously very sinister, and he had this evil plan that he wanted to execute, you know, on his own will, and, you know, he didn't really consult with any other people about it.
Right.
And obviously it's wrong, even if, you know, he got to the conclusion that he has to do this or that he was the chosen one. At the end of the day, it wasn't right because it wasn't... You know, the choice wasn't his.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, Inferno, directed by Ron Howard, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
It's Botticelli.
It's his map of hell. He painted it as an illustration of Dante's Inferno. I studied Dante when I was younger.
Probably in kindergarten.
I was a bit obsessed.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell. Our vision of it hasn't changed since he defined it 700 years ago. Botticelli drew it, but Dante created hell as we know it. This is what I have been seeing. Torment. Sinners. Branded with letters. Liars covered with rashes. Soothsayers with their heads ripped backwards. Serpent.
The punishment for thievery.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, my two guest speakers in the studio, criticizing the movie Inferno. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, I know that you also said that you're in favor of Dante, and you know, probably you have read his works, such as The Divine Comedy.
Yeah.
And not to mention Inferno means hell. Like, right? It is actually derived from Dante's Divine Comedy.
Yeah.
Well, the map of, as given the map of Dante's hell, you know, our modern conception of hell, hasn't changed from 700 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, like the sort of concepts and notions we have from hell and heaven basically stay the same as being mentioned in the movie too, like from 700 years ago. Is that really true? What's hell like? Can we say the kind of hell that Dante tries to portray somehow is tantamount to the type of hell that we have in religions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Dante's Inferno in the Divine Comedy, and Inferno was the first part of Divine Comedy. So it was very intriguing that how he drew the nine circles.
Mm-hmm.
And each circle is basically a sin begins. He begins with limbo and he, you know, he moves to lust and all other sins. And it's obviously it's his journey from hell to mm-hmm. paradise
yes.
Through the purgatory, which I think purgatory, or as we call it, barzakh, it made its first known into the Christian world, I think, through Dante's. Before that, purgatory wasn't something that was mentioned. So it's quite intriguing. That's why I kind of got...
You mean we didn't have any concept of purgatory in Christianity?
Not before Dante.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so after Dante, they started to have that purgatory concept, which was very intriguing. And reading mm-hmm. Dante's journey, I could relate to so many of it in our Islamic textbooks. Because at the end of the day, it's your sins... And it's you. So you move on through your own hell rather than anything else. So mm-hmm. even though, you know, that part that says humanity is a cancer, right? And only Inferno can cure it. So if you burn yourself from within
mm-hmm.
and you can get rid of all these sins and this material attachments,
yes.
obviously you'll be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at Dante and his Inferno, it hasn't changed because the concepts are still the same.
Right.
The sins are the same, and obviously the punishments are still the same. And whether Muslims or Christian or what have you, if we go to the afterlife, or purgatory at least,
yes.
We will have to face these sins. So we will move, even God himself, for example, he will question you based on certain sins. Now, Dante got stuck with seven circles. With us Muslims, I think we have 50 circles,
mm-hmm.
because we have 50 major sins that will lead you to hell. So you need to navigate through these 50 circles instead of Dante's seven. So Dante was very limited to, obviously, because he wasn't moving very much from a religious perspective. Obviously, the guys were, he was outcasted, he was in love, and he was trying to get to his, what's her name? Beatrice?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Beatrice.
So he was going through a lot of emotional stage himself. So... like I said, he was stuck with seven circles.
Mm-hmm.
And these seven circles, like I said, they haven't changed because they're very relevant to, especially through religion, they're always relevant because we have the same sins that they keep repeating themselves and obviously the same punishment that you will get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, Dante's envision of the punishment of each circle is not going to be the same as what Allah has prepared.
Yes.
But it will be, at least there's a punishment for each sin, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it kind of moves up with time, and it's still a classical. I mean, I don't know why they call it a poetry. To me, it's not a poetry. To me, it's just a magnificent book
mm-hmm.
Explaining what hell could be or what you could be facing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he might have wrote it in a poetic form back in the day,
I see.
But it's a very entertaining, a gripping book to read. When it comes to trying to explore that world through the vision of Dante himself. So what got me actually very intrigued is the fact that he was looking at a lot of things from an Islamic perspective mm-hmm. too. I mean, even though...
I see.
Like he hadn't, you know, went in depth, but I can see that he was going through with the main lines of Islam and the Islamic idea of hell.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution to the program... Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, but we haven't finished it yet. We ask you humbly, me and the rest of the crew here from the studio and from the IRIB.